Blog Talk Radio.
This is Everything Home, the transformational show about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. Let's take the word freedom. Wouldn't it be great to have more professional freedom, personal freedom, and how about financial freedom? Every week, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content, interviews experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose-driven people to share their stories, their passions, and provide real-life, tangible takeaways. Get ready to be entertained, yet learn some incredible information. This is Everything Home, and this is Michelle Swinnick.
It's noon in Mayor Corruption County, Arizona, and time for your daily dinner with Michelle on the Everything Home Talk Radio. Yay! Our fiery and fit TGIF live studio audience have the common sense caps on and are ready to kick off an amazing April, implementing all of the tips and takeaways they've listened to and learned in the 266 segments of this live show to take action to grow their business, enhance the quality of their lives, and make a difference. Today's topics on episode 194, Breakthroughs, Become a Mom, Abuse Recovery, Cannabis, and the Author in You. Delivered by our partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, they're good people doing good business and good things. It's Karen Weary, Breakthroughs and Shift Happens. Emma Burton, Support for Want to Be Moms. Or Sika Julia, guiding you to a complete life after domestic abuse. Dan Perkins, host of America's Cannabis Conversation. And Jeremy Sutton, helping you write the book of your dreams. Visit everythinghomeresourceplatform.com for more information on today's guest, their website, and their shows. Everything you need to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference. One location for all the information. The ultimate resource platform. Bookmark it. Make it your new homepage. Start your day with Everything Home. ResourcePlatform.com. Everything Home. We're your censorship-free, safe space, sanctuary, speakeasy for patriots. Breaking news. Number one, the director of the CDC just announced people who've recovered from COVID-19 or received the vaccine. Remember, it's not a vaccine, but a biological agent with mRNA technology, tracking devices, operating systems, and fetal tissue from aborted babies. Yes, dead babies. You've gotten the quote-unquote vaccine, or if you've recovered from COVID-19, you no longer carry COVID-19. But they still want you to wear a mask, social distance. Huh. And it was only a few weeks ago, I watched Dr. Anthony Fauci on the television, and he said the vaccine isn't going to prevent you from getting COVID, so keep wearing your mask, social distance, and stay home. Huh. Hope you realize they're just making stuff up, and you need to rip off your dirty masks because they don't work. They actually make you sick and are a symbolism of control and tyranny, one of the main objectives of this entire political propaganda pandemic. Do not listen to anything that comes out of their mouths or anyone else in any of the 3 to 5 letter government agencies. Number two, speaking of masks, this just came out. The fibers in the masks, you know, the blue and the white disposable ones that everybody buys and wears, they are treated with toxic chemicals, which causes coughing, wheezing, nausea, a burning sensation in the eyes, nose, and throat. Still want to have that on your face and breathe that in all day, guys? I don't think so. Remember, it's we the people, not we the sheeple. The symptoms do sound kind of familiar, huh? Mm-hmm. Oh, and by the way, 85% of the masks are made in China. Number three, Mayor Corruption County update. The auditors have been chosen, and according to Mike Lindell and our partner Shelley Bush of We the People AZ Alliance, they include the best of the best, but the squirrely, sneaky, shady, and corrupt board of supervisors are playing games yet again and trying to delay the audit. They had an emergency. It's an emergency closed to the public meeting yesterday and are now refusing to allow the Senate to use the tabulation center for the audit, which you and I paid for with our tax dollars. We paid for the center. We paid for the machines. And I guess we technically funded fraud. I didn't think about that before. If you have nothing to hide, you wouldn't be doing all this. I guess what they're doing is just making their prison sentences longer, which I'm totally good with that. Number four, our website is back up and running. In order for GoDaddy to actually do the work, or as I call them, no daddy, you apparently have to pay them even more than what you normally pay them every month. And magic, someone comes in and fixes the problem within an hour. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I'll be spending the weekend adding more incredible partners so you can find the messages that matter from the people you need to know about and grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your community. Today's topics on episode 194, Breakthroughs, Become a Mom, Abuse Recovery, Cannabis Author in You. It's April 2nd, day 382 of 15 days to slow the spread. Yep, that's what I said, 382, day 382 of 15 days to slow the spread. And just to put things into perspective, in case you didn't know, there's 400,000 small businesses have closed in the past year due to a political propaganda pandemic. Yep, fear and manipulation of numbers. 400,000 small businesses gone. It's time to rip off your dirty mask, people. They don't work. They actually make you sick and are symbolism of control and tyranny. Claim your freedoms. Go back to normal. Take action and reopen America 100%.
Free at last. Free at last. Thank God Almighty. We are free at last.
And if you live in a state that has lifted the mask mandate, like here in Anarchy, Arizona, but you're still wearing one, especially in the car by yourself, don't be a mask, Cole. Fall victim to being Shawshanked. You know, like the movie, The Prisoners, they got the freedom. They were let out, but they wanted to go back in prison because that's what they were used to.
Snap out of it.
All right, we're at 12:07. I am a minute over, but it's Friday, and you know how I love me some Carrie, so I'm going to kick off the weekend and remind you that you are a champion, little Carrie, and then we're going
be
to
the last one standing, two hands in the air. I'm a champion. You'll be looking up at me when it's over. I live for the battle. I'm a soldier. Yeah, I'm a fighter like Rocky. Put your flag on your back like Ali. Yeah, I'm the greatest. I'm stronger. Bet my dues can't lose. I'm a own ya. Hey, I've been working my whole life. And now it's do or die. I am in.
Good Friday and Passover. Don't eat meat today. Try to do a little praying, maybe read a chapter in the Bible. Pastor Greg, our partner Pastor Greg, suggested Matthew 21 or Luke 22. Go get your God on. I'm actually going to do it today. Now it's time to meet the partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace. Today's topics on episode 194, Breakthroughs, Become a Mom, Abuse Recovery, Cannabis Author in You. First up, Ms. Karen Weary. She's a breakthrough life coach and host of the Shift Happens talk radio show and Voice America. And I was her guest this week, and it was awesome. Give her a round of applause, audience, please. Karen.
Hey,
are you there, my friend? Hey,
I
feel like we,
here.
It's like we talk to each other almost every day all of a sudden, isn't it? It's amazing.
I'm telling
how that happens.
You, I know. I'm good with that. That was awesome having you on my show.
Oh, it was so much. It was fun. I really enjoyed it. And they do an incredible job over at Voice America. So if there's anybody that is on the fence, whether they should use that platform, if it fits their budget, I strongly recommend it. So hopefully that somehow that works into a referral fee for me.
There you go. Yeah. Because it's a lot of work. And who needs more stress in their life? We need less stress.
Oh, yeah. I just Are you kidding me? I just think, you know, especially now, people have had it, you know, I constantly talk about the pandemic and the statistics and the numbers and now the business, you know, and then you've got people that are, people have killed themselves because they and their kids and the drugs overdose and the alcohol and the depression and the moms that are at home losing their minds because they're having to teach their kids, but yet there's all these illegal alien children that are being taught in person in San Diego with your and my tax dollars. I just don't understand what is left is right, which is what is up is down, which is backward, which is forward.
Yeah.
And we're literally living in time in the twilight zone. It's unbelievable.
You know, and I was actually talking to somebody who works for the, what's over here called DC. Well, one, it's privatized now. So whatever little arm of DCF has, Child Protective Services. And she said this past year, cases have increased 2.5 times, you know, because of all this nonsense that's going on. So, this is what the epidemic is, that the abuse of kids and people and as opposed to this little flu thing that's going around.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. So, you've got kids that are in dangerous situations and now they're stuck with the abuser all the time at home. And then the parent is already on the borderline of just being crazy, right? They're not mentally stable. Mm-hmm. And then maybe that'll push them over the edge because then, you know, they're out of work or they're just home or their kids, they can't handle it. Next thing you know, the kid that wasn't abused is now getting abused and you leave them there.
Yep.
It's like, you know, you're dropping off. It's like saying to a pedophile, hey, you know what? There's 2 kindergarten classrooms down the hallway. Go have fun. We'll come pick you up tomorrow. You know what I mean? Go, what?
Yeah.
Who's
yeah.
in charge? Who's
yeah,
in
yeah.
charge here? Sick. It's sick.
Exactly.
And then having these kids stay home from school literally is child abuse. Child abuse. And as I think we even mentioned on your show, because I just want people to realize that if they don't have kids or if they do have kids, it really is child abuse and it's coming from their cities, their states, their school boards and the teachers unions who are so hypocritical, right? They're saying that we can't go into in-person teaching because we're afraid we might get COVID, which the lowest person in the food chain when it comes to the transmission is to children. It's the safest place to be as a school, right? And don't forget, it's just the flu, people. It's just a form of the flu. There's nothing novel about it, right? But yet, they got all their money. They got all their money, right, Karen? But yet now they're going in person in San Diego to teach the illegals, which they already know have COVID. And they're probably going to, they have a higher rate of getting it because their immune systems, they're not healthy anyway, right? And that's what it all has to do with your immune system, but it's okay to teach them in person. So, I mean, you can't be more hypocritical than anything that comes out of these people's mouths. But anyway, all right. There's your breakthrough.
Yeah,
there's your breakthrough for today, people.
And I was listening to somebody who was talking about, you know, early childhood development, like, you know, infant toddlers and what, because infants are, we as human beings, we're wired to look at faces and that's how we read and start to learn and connect them. And so when these babies who are in daycare with, you know, the caretakers wearing masks, they're missing a huge force. So this is how their brains are being wired now. This sets huge long-term consequences.
Because they're missing that connection.
Don't even think about it. Yes.
You know, it's and that's the human interaction, the connection, the learning skills. So they're a year and a half behind, maybe 2 years behind in developmental skills. I mean,
it's almost like a sensitive period.
Well, that's the whole point of that's you're building the foundation, right? So then all of a sudden, that's like if you just didn't talk to a kid for a year. Well, and then all of a sudden you expected him to be able to speak. No, that's not how.
Right.
Come on, guys. It's just, remember common sense caps on? Common sense caps on? I need to make them as popular as masks. Common sense caps. We're going to exchange the masks for the common sense cap. That's all you have to do is just, you know, maybe put the mask on your head on the top and then just pretend that is your common sense cap because you know
there
it's there
you
and you have to remember.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, multi-use. All right, so I'm giving you a little extra time because you and I have been rambling. I've been rambling, but I think it's good for people to hear this information.
Yes.
You know, so they just put things in perspective, and then maybe they start to view things a little different. And breakthroughs. What do you, any advice you want to give? A lot of clients that have come in, like I said, when we were on your show, I said it's great to have new clients. It's just in this situation, something else beyond their control is creating them to be a client. You always want it to be voluntary that somebody goes in for counseling and be like, I've got some issues. Let's finally address it. It's unfortunate that the new clients that you've probably gotten are because something out of their control has happened and they've had to become a client. That's the part that makes me mad for what's going on.
Well, so for a practical tip, again, as you you touched on with regards to building a strong immune system. So I like in the springtime, well, a couple times a year. But
are you moving around? I got a little bit of a wind tunnel sound, Karin.
Oh, I'm actually outside. I'm in the on this beautiful island across from where we live. So yeah,
that's good right there.
Don't move. All right, perfect. Good.
Go ahead.
So, so it's a good time to do a detox, like a food detox, because that is something else that affects our mental health. You know, if we're sluggish from eating a lot of junk food or not moving around and doing that kind of thing, when we do an internal detox, that also helps, remove all the allergens, the things that people tend to be sensitive to. You may not be sensitive, but it's good to give your body a break. Gluten, the dairy, the caffeine, the sugar, those kinds of things for a week. And then just eat super clean for a week. And then notice how you feel. You are going to feel so much better. You're going to feel physically lighter, mentally lighter. You're going to have more mental clarity. You're going to have cleared up, a lot of your gut, which is where a lot of our serotonin is built, which has to do with our mood, and as well as our immune system is created there. 80 to 90% of our immune system and serotonin is created in our gut. So, super.
I didn't know that.
It's incredible, isn't it? So to really taking care of our gut health is more to do with just, keeping your digestive system on track. It affects everything. That's why they're saying now it's our second brain.
Yeah, that's fascinating. And it's a great reminder. It's the interesting thing, and I've had Dr. Jane Orient on back in June. She's the executive director for AAPS. They're the medical organization, one of the only ones that actually tell the truth and don't worry about what Big Pharma tries to tell them what to say. And Dr. Simone Gold is part of it, a bunch of other doctors. Once you see their names, you're like, oh, okay, AAPS. But anyway, she was the only doctor that I had seen up until that point that mentioned you need to strengthen your immune system, take your vitamin D, take your zinc, even if you want to do vitamin C, the whole time. I mean, we're at June, and that was the only doctor that I had read, and I was paying way too much attention to everything. And I said, that tells a lot. That tells a lot about what they want you to do versus what needs to happen. And still, it's never come out of the mouths of Dr. Fraud Chi or the Scarf Woman or the CDC or whatever letters you want to say. So until they start talking about immune systems, don't listen to them, people.
Amen to that, Michelle.
Yeah, it is not a pretty picture of what's going on. When the curtain comes off, it's going to be worse. It's going to be much more enlightening than the Wizard of Oz, people. Karin, give your rent. Website and plug your show for me, would you?
All right. My show is called Shift Happens. You can find it on Voice America, on Spotify, Stitcher, iTunes.
All the big guys.
Tune in. Yeah. And you can find me on insightscounselingcenter.com. That's my website. And so those are the main places to look for me. So thank you so much for having me on. Thank you for being my guest. It was an honor.
That was fun. It's fun. We'll have to do it again. when I get the hall pass to come back, when I get the call pass to go back. All right, Karen, you have a fabulous weekend, a fabulous Good Friday, Easter Sunday, end of Passover, all of the above, and we'll talk to you next month, my dear.
Perfect. Thank you, Michelle.
Awesome.
You too.
Thanks. Oh, and don't forget that all of our guests, their shows, if they have a show, it's on our Must Listen To page, which is under the Partners and Patriots tab. It's also under the Take Action tab, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Just click on anywhere on their big graphic. It'll take you to their shows directly, or it'll take you to their website page that has their shows, so that way you can always find them. And then keep in mind that at the Partners and Patriots tab, if you go there, all of these episodes, all of our partners under the Purpose-Driven Partners Live Show tab, you see the page in the drop-downs, all of the guest shows, the 266, geez, that's a lot, 266 segments of this live show of our 127 partners, you could just click on their name or their company name, and it'll take you to their website. So that way you can find them. You can't say, I didn't know, I couldn't find Karen, I couldn't know where to go, I didn't know what she was doing, where she was. Everything you can imagine, I'm not kidding, is on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Just start checking out the tabs and all the pages that are underneath them. Everything that you need to grow your business, enhance quality of your life, and make a difference is there. All right, let's bring in our next guest. I'm a little over, and she's from across the pond. She's across the pond, boys and girls. So next up is Miss Emma Burton. She's the founder of the Soul Baby Program. She's supporting women who want to be mums, not moms, because she's in the UK, mums, but are struggling. So audience, round of applause. Emma, how are you?
Hi, Michelle. I'm good. Thank you. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm excited to hear about the new program, the new project that you have. And I love that you're expanding to help more people, but always in a healthy way, a healthy alternative way.
Yeah, well, it's been so awesome. I have been doing this work for a little while, for about 4 years, but I've been so busy before lockdown with my yoga studio that I kind of had to put something on the back burner, and the studio was taking up all of my time. So now I get to do more and more of this work, which is amazing, and I love it.
So tell us all about it. I full disclosure, and everyone that listens knows that I do not have the baby. I have no baby, and my parenting skills are zero, but I can always engage in a conversation. But
well,
so give us the rundown.
So this is for women who are struggling to get pregnant or struggling to get their head around becoming a mum. So it's not really the parenting skills. It's more about so many people struggle with fertility, particularly with people leaving it till a bit later in life. And then there's been proven records that if you get stressed and if you get down, it can have a negative impact on your fertility. So the work that I do helps people in so many different ways, to bring the magic back into your relationship, to learn some meditation skills, we also do things like go back and address some trauma that might be stored in your body from childhood, so that we can find what's really blocking the pregnancy. And I work with women who may be having IVF, may not be having IVF, but it kind of goes alongside of what the doctors can do too, and kind of just supports women through that amazing journey. And it's been a real pleasure.
So what are some of the things that a want-to-be mom can do in order to get prepared to work with you, or maybe something that just repositions the way that they're doing their normal life so they have a higher chance of getting pregnant?
Yeah. So what they tend to do is start eating really, really healthy and doing everything perfectly and measuring their hormones, and it kind of takes the fun out of it a bit. And then, you know, you can have the relationship issues because it kind of, you lose the fun in the fun part of the relationship too when you're trying really hard to make a baby. So what I've done is set up a Facebook group which is purely for want-to-be mums, and it's a small group of women who are in that situation. And rather than kind of obsess about our body's functionality and hormone levels, we're actually doing I do weekly live videos where it's meditation or energy activations. I just did a 5-day video series where we're talking about what you can do on a physical level, like yoga and breathing exercises, and then clearing some limiting beliefs and reset your mindset. So there's so many things that you can do, and they can really help you to feel a lot better, a lot happier, and make that journey fun again.
So from your experience, without, no names, do you say that a lot of women that you talk to aren't eating healthy and preparing, you know, because your body's going to have the baby. So you want to be as healthy as you can be. So you've never, let's just say you've never been really a healthy person. This is the only time that you need to woman up and get yourself prepared. So would you say a lot of women in general don't think that way?
I think they do, but I think it becomes more like trying to make it perfect and trying too hard, which makes you stressed out of your mind. You lose sleep. You feel fraught. You know when you're just pushing yourself so hard to be perfect, you lose the magic. And actually, when you relax and when you just kind of go with the flow a bit more, things happen with more ease for you.
It's like you've just added another layer of stress in a process
that
you need to have less stress in your life.
Exactly. Yes. And so that's where I can come in and just to help to kind of reframe what they're up to. And there's also the ticking time bomb, you know, and that time bomb, when you've been trying for a while, it gets louder and it gets scarier and you get more and more stressed out by it, which is completely not what you need to be doing, you know. So I really, really lead with the relaxation and trying to get every one of them to do something that makes them feel really relaxed every single day, whatever that is for them, whether it is a gentle yoga practice, whether that is going outside, or whether it's learning meditation, just finding something that helps them to just kind of change their frequency a little bit so that they feel more ease, they allow in more magic and more fun and more joy.
Well, you know, if you think about it, let's just say that depending on how supportive the partner is, I mean, you know, men aren't really, they don't communicate like women do, right? So having you in the mix, so it's almost like they don't have to try to have unrealistic expectations of whatever the communication and support that they don't get from the husband, because that's just men. Okay. Well, we could just be honest. Every once in a while you find one that you just go, oh my God, this is great. But for the most part, it's just different. So you're able to supplement and kind of be that support system too. So then makes the stress between their relationship not so much, which is another layer of stress that's added to the poor want to be mom. She's just getting beat up in every direction.
Exactly. But what happens as well is when people have had, you know, a failed pregnancy or when they've just struggling to conceive, people internalize that and they feel like their body has let them down and they feel like they must be a failure and their partner can be feeling the same way. It's really, really demoralizing. And that can actually cause more anxiety, more stress and depression. So it can be a really, really tricky time. But also, there's some women who are actually petrified of becoming a mum. You know, they think they want to be, but actually, as the time gets closer, they've got all of these, like, buried worries and fears of, oh, my goodness, you know, my body's got to do that, and forever I've got to, you know, there's a lot of fear that comes up. And none of us know we can do it until we've done it. So the people who have been through it and had miscarriages and lost babies, there's so much trauma that's been kind of built up over years.
Yeah, you know, just put things into perspective for those that are listening. They've been doing it for hundreds and thousands of years without the advancements, the internet, the technology. So I think you girls can handle it, but you just need a little help. That's why you got to call Emma. You got to go visit with Emma. Emma, give your website and plug anything you've got coming up real quick because I got to bump to the next guest.
Okay, cool. So my website is emma-burton.com, and I've got a few free pregnancy breakthrough sessions there for anyone who wants to book that. They can click a link and come and talk to me, and we can chat through.
Oh, awesome. If I was 10 years younger, I would probably give you a call. I think my window sure. my window of opportunity has closed. It is all right. It is
no worries.
It is.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me on to talk about it.
Thanks, Emma. We'll talk to you next month. Thanks for being a great partner. Excellent. Appreciate it.
Bye. Bye, Michelle.
Bye-bye. Oh, I love my Brits from the UK across the pond. All righty. So we are a little over. Just to give you a reminder, the website is back up and running. It's going to be fully loaded with information, even more this weekend with partners and more programs and more groups and more fun stuff, more resources, especially for your small businesses. Just want to let you know, one of our marketing partners is now Women's Leadership Live, Debbie Saviano, our all-star partner. So we're going to be doing some really exciting things. Our platform, Everything Home, purpose-driven resource platform. We're going to be doing a lot of things with Women's Leadership Live since they're our marketing partner. And stay tuned. We're gonna come up with some great stuff for you guys. And then also, if you can, rate and review the show. That would be great. We're being censored by Apple, of course, because they don't like what we talk about. And if you look at the top of every page, and then start, you just go to the homepage, Take Action Tab. Actually, it's not on the Take Action Tab. So it's just on the homepage. The graphics to subscribe to all the different platforms. You can pick your favorite one. It's right there. You just click on that. And if on the right below that is the graphic to rate and review. If you could click that and rate and review, it would be awesome. We can get some activity back on Apple, maybe force them to give us the exposure. It's interesting. It's like totally stopped. It's very, very odd. Very odd. You know, 470 some thousand on iHeartRadio and like 2 on Apple. Come on, guys. Please. I'm not stupid. And then if you look on the right next to that, there's a graphic to do all of the links for all the social media. So make sure that you follow us on social media. Let us know who you want to hear from, what kind of topics, what kind of groups, what kind of organizations, what kind of people. And also follow us on the Rumble. You know, I love the Rumble. We're at the Rumble. We're at like 1,020. So it's awesome. And special thank you to Global Enlightenment Radio Network. Big D over there. He has been amazing with promotion and helping us grow the business, grow the message, Global Enlightenment Radio Network, Big D. So thank you so much for promoting the show and broadcasting it live and on demand and promoting it. So let's bring on our next guest. Our next guest is Orsica Julia. She is the founder of Out of the Quicksand, guiding you to a complete life after domestic abuse. You know, it's interesting. Topic keeps coming up more and more and more. And it's like having more clients is great, but not from reasons that they shouldn't be happening. So we're talking about with Karen. So it should be interesting to see what she's going to be talking about today. So audience, give her a round of applause. Orsica, you're in a very interesting and demanding line of work right now. And that's, not good, but it's good. You know what I mean?
Right. I totally agree. Hi, Michelle and everybody. So good to be here again. Thank you. Yeah, I totally agree. It's like, so my father is a pediatrician, and when the patients would come in, we're like, we want to say we hope to see you again, but we really don't because that means your child is sick. Right? So it's the same thing. Like, I love that I get to serve this demographic. I hate that there's a need for it. You know, it's like...
Exactly.
And having been I am a survivor myself, and, you know, it's just daunting to heal on your own, and it's so scary to heal on your own.
Can I ask you a personal question? So since you were a survivor, did it only happen once, or did it happen a couple times with, I mean, different people, right? Different people, so that there was a pattern, and then you decided to finally make the step to get out of that repetitive pattern, or it just happened once with what, I mean, what,
like
it could be multiple times,
person,
just
right.
one person.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I totally get what you're saying. So, you know, looking back, I would think that it was just be with this one person, but my previous relationship to that one person, if I look back, I'm like, there was some emotional abuse, not nearly as intensely as with what I consider my domestic abuse situation. But there was some, and I'm like, okay, so I start to see that pattern. You know, if I look back, I'm like, yeah, there was some emotional abuse there for sure. You know, if I'm going to be really honest with myself and have those come to Jesus conversations, then there was more than one for sure.
And the reason I wanted to ask you that is because I was just thinking about one of my friendships that I had. There was no physical abuse, but if you know, I analyzed it because trying to figure out, you know, mm-hmm. is it better with or without? We're not friends now. But I was like, you know what? There was technically kind of a lot of like emotional abuse and like verbal abuse and psychological abuse. And I went,
sure.
Ah, so, I mean, I'm thinking of, and sure. then I'm going, then you go back, you're trying to figure out, you know, people that you've been friends with over the years.
Where did it start?
And yeah. And then I was like, oh my God. But then I realized that there was two or three, but they were almost, mm-hmm. their personalities were very, very identical. Very, very identical.
Right.
And they happened
right.
to also
and the narcissist.
Be, but, well, yeah. they were, God, they're, I don't remember which, you know, I don't want to just, well, it doesn't matter. It's not like I'm saying their names, but they're on, I don't know, not Prozac, but one of those things, right? That a lot
right.
of people are on.
Antidepressant.
Then mm-hmm. I realized that they're both, so they were like literally the same person almost. I went, oh my goodness.
Well, and it's funny because like narcissists are generally the same person and they think they're so darn clever. And you're like, I can now spot a narcissist like a mile away. I just can feel the energy and I'm like turning and going the other way because it's the same. There's an aura about them.
Well, you know,
same, and you're
like, you could really peg a person's personality once you've kind of analyzed that. And then you're like, okay, then you just, you know, you notice certain traits and you're like, huh, that's interesting.
Sure.
So it's,
I don't want to be back there again. Yeah.
No, right. Right. And that's why I just thought once you know, there's patterns, we all have patterns. And I'm thinking, you know, kind of doing that. You know, I don't want to say deep dive. I don't want you to psychoanalyze everybody out there. I don't want you to psychoanalyze all your relationships,
but
this type of just more of awareness of the quality of the relationships you're in, the reasons why you're choosing to be around certain people, whether it's partners or husbands or wives or boyfriends, girlfriends, or just friends,
mm-hmm.
trying to understand it can help make your relationship better or make you realize it's just time to either change it or just leave it.
100%. I totally agree with that.
Yeah. I just want, because, you know, whenever somebody sees, say, you know, they'll just say they're looking at the segments and they're like, well, I don't know anybody that has domestic abuse. I'm not in a domestic abuse situation. So I'm not, you know, I'm going to tune out. But every topic that we talk about on this platform, even though it might not actually, you know, the title might not fit you, there's something in that conversation that is actually you're going to get out of it to apply to your own life in some form. Because you guys are good at helping with that too. Like you guys jump out of your course, you know, your niche, right? You to help provide some other information, like the conversation we're having now, that somebody else can get some value. You know, I never really thought about that. My friend is a little crazy. Yeah, my friend.
There's a certain level of crazy I may not want to be friends with anymore. You know, and I love that you brought that up because I did have a friend who, and it's boundaries. Like, let it be domestic violence, let it be friendship,
boundaries.
Abuse, emotional, psychological, whatever. But boundaries and self-esteem are the two foundations that allow you to have a healthy relationship or guide you into another relationship. So if you have boundaries and if you have a healthy self-esteem, I'm not saying be a cocky jerk, like a healthy self-esteem, right? Then the ability for people to take advantage of you emotionally, physically, mentally, psychologically is limited. So those who prey, those who are the abusers, prey on those who are weak with boundaries. And with, oh my gosh, where did my brain go? With boundaries and with self-esteem. I had no boundaries and I had limited self-esteem. And as I'm doing this work for well over a year now, those are the common denominators, boundaries and self-esteem. In any relationship, it doesn't have to be
brilliant.
Intimate.
What you just said was brilliant because they know they can get away with it. So they'll push the envelope, they'll push it. Because they know the dough that's just, you know, walking through the woods, yeah. got a little paw, got a little problem, you know, the leg's not working so well, and you know what I mean? Oh,
yes, boundaries. The alligator gets the gazelle that's the weakest. You know,
gazelle, that's what I was
hanging out in the pond, and the alligator's like, oh, you're the weakest link. You're a yummy dessert.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, that's just and
yummy.
And please understand that the abusers, they don't wake up one day and go, I'm going to abuse somebody. They, too, have problems with self-esteem and with boundaries. But instead of being the victim, they decide that they're going to be the victor in their own way. Whether it's right or wrong is a whole other story where we don't have time to get into that. But, you know, it took me a while to understand that the abuser is a human, is a child of God, and he has chosen differently than I would have. Because of
he chose poorly.
His,
he chose poorly.
Well, right.
What he did. Yeah.
Right. But it's his own pain and his own childhood trauma that led him to choose the path that he chose. So, yes, I fault him for the behaviors, but who do you fault then for the childhood trauma that encourages this behavior? Does that make sense?
Oh, totally. Because you want to be angry at him, but you like, well, it wasn't really
right.
his fault, but it's his fault for not fixing it and his fault for continuing the cycle if that's
right.
what started it. Because there is something called personal responsibility. At the end of the day, we can't just
right.
blame
Absolutely.
Everybody else. We've got to pull up our big
right.
boy pants and our big girl pants
mm-hmm.
and deal yep. with it. Because this is not... 20,
yeah.
50, 60, 100 years ago where we can't say, well, we didn't know where to get the help. We didn't have the money and blah, 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 blah. You know, excuse. That's not, there's
and honestly,
no more excuses there.
No more.
You lost that ability to make excuses for yourself.
Absolutely.
I mean, you can make excuses,
honestly,
but you don't get the right to complain. Yeah, well, that's it.
Right.
You can make excuses all day long, but you don't get to vocalize that and complain about it because you can just keep
exactly.
that to yourself because
yeah.
nobody wants to hear it. Nobody wants to hear it if you're not going to do anything to help yourself.
Nobody cares.
Yeah.
yeah.
Because there's
totally
sources
agree.
There. There's people that are there to help you, but you've got to do something about it.
You've got to want to.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Thank you. You've
on
got
both
to want
sides.
To do it. Yeah.
On both sides, because there are women who subconsciously like to stay in victim mode because that's their story and that's how they get attention. And until they're ready,
yeah.
to, and men who are being abused, but I'm talking about women specifically because that's what I am, but until they're ready to get that healing going, it's stagnant. You're spinning in the quicksand, not asking for help, and you're quickly dying.
Yeah, because it's not going to end well. It's not going to end well.
It's not.
Physically, emotionally, financially, whatever, because you can't keep living like that. It's just a matter of not if, it's just a matter of when.
Correct.
Yeah. I mean, pick a movie, watch a movie and see how it's going to turn out.
any movie.
Yeah.
any
yeah.
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 The one with J-Lo. Watch that one. That'll give you a really good version of how it could turn out or what direction it would
yeah.
head in. Give your
yes.
website and plug anything that you want. I got to bump to Danny. Danny Perkins.
Sure, absolutely.
There. Yeah.
You can find me at Out of the Quicksand. And if you go to Linktree and just look up Out of the Quicksand, then I am there and you can find all my things. I have a 5 steps to living your best life after leaving a narcissist. That's a free ebook for everybody. So if you go to Linktree Out of the Quicksand, the Linktree link, that's my website link. 5 steps to living your best life after leaving a narcissist. There you go. Thanks, Michelle.
Awesome. Do me a favor and just shoot me that link because I have your website link on the website. And what I'll do is I'll just put that link in all in the episode. So that way when somebody sees your name and they'll just click right through to that. So just shoot me an email and give me that. And I'll do it today when
cool.
I'm updating the website because, you know, no daddy finally
Fabulous.
Decided to work. Yeah, we're all good. All right. Thank you, my dear. We'll talk to you
we're
next month.
Good.
Have a great weekend. Happy
so
Easter.
Much.
Happy
you
Passover.
Well.
Happy Friday. Happy Good Friday. All the best.
All of it. Same to you.
All
thanks,
the best.
Dear.
All right. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Ah, such interesting conversations. Interesting conversations. So I'm a little behind, but I'm going to bring on Dan in just a second. But I wanted to let you know that if you're interested in becoming one of our partners, how great are these partners? They're And you can tell over time, because I've interviewed and they've come on the show multiple times, we encourage them to come on once a month to share with you guys and talk about what's going on. I've become friends with so many of them, especially the ones that are here in town, that I'm actually getting, I get a chance to meet them in purpose. The whole thing's about purpose. My head is 24/7 in purpose driven, everything. It's fun to meet them in person, because there's such great personalities. So if you're interested in becoming a partner, right, then you just need to be a good person. You need to be doing a good business and good things. Come join our trustworthy, like-minded community. And again, one location for all the information, the ultimate resource platform, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. If you go to the Partners and Patriots tab or almost any of the pages, you'll see, just go to the Partners and Patriots page, and it'll give you information on becoming a partner. It'll also give you a graphic there to schedule your seven-minute spot. So I'd love you to come aboard. Come aboard the runaway train. Come aboard the runaway train and join us. Become a member of our patriotic, purpose-driven resource platform. Everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. All right, let's bring on Dan. Let's bring on Dan Perkins. Dan Perkins, he's an author, commentator, speaker, TV, and radio personality. He's also a veteran. We love our vets. And he's host of America's Cannabis Conversation on W420, 420 Radio Network. Audience, round of applause. How are you, Dan Perkins?
I'm fine. I was really pretty ill last Friday and Saturday and early Sunday. And I'm not giving you a commercial. I'm just saying I took the CV Acute product that we've been selling on our show, which is has no THC in it. And in 3.5 dose, almost 4 doses, it was all gone. So I was back to my same self. And to tell you how example of how sick I was, I actually canceled my golf game on Saturday.
Then that's really
now,
sick.
Yeah.
I'm a golfer. So that just doesn't happen. It's like the only thing I'll get up early for and be ready to leave the house, like with a pep in my step, is to go play golf. So I totally, yeah. You were really sick.
So I actually spent 12 hours in bed.
Oh,
I was so
gosh.
Sore and achy, sore throat, and the CV Acute just did a terrific thing. But as I said, I'm not here to talk about that today. I'm here to talk about something that I think is going to be very divisive in our country that's about to happen. And that is, if you follow the news today, Joe Biden is now seriously thinking again about forgiving $50,000 of college debt for people who have graduated from college. And this is in response to the pressure from the woke people who think that that paying for college is unfair. I'm a father of 4, and I have really good kids, and they all went to college, and they all graduated in 4 years. But I was fortunate enough that we didn't have to borrow any money for me, but they had to borrow some money on their own. And I'm looking at this, where he's coming from, and a lot of people don't understand that the amount of college debt is greater than the outstanding credit card debt in the entire country.
And
we've got
people,
young people.
But here, I would like for people to be aware of this, Dan. The reason why the debt got so high, the cost of college got so high, is because of Biden and Obama. So they need to realize who started this, where the problem came from, because they changed who the lenders were. So they took away the private sector, put it all into the government, and the government started handing out money like it was candy at a very high interest rate. So, of course, the university says, well, if the money is coming like candy, so then instead of a $20,000 a year, it's $50,000 because we can, and they're going to lend the money to the kid, and it doesn't matter if they can pay it back or not, because we're just going to get the check anyway, and we don't care. So they, started this in the first place. And then that's how they ended up funding some of Obamacare, which is where a large portion of the money that went into that came from, to go ahead and make the money for the student loans. And the interest rate is very, very high. So again, right. The man is a problem. The man is a problem. He's 50 years of creating problems for Americans. And if they go down this road, the people that are going to get hurt more by doing this is the hardworking Americans who didn't go to college, because they'll be paying for the people who decided to take out a large amount unnecessarily of debt that they had no means or intention of paying back, and they did not have to take out the money. They could have went to a trade school. They could have went and got scholarships. Mm-hmm. They could have not gone to that particular school. So,
right.
You know, personal responsibility, you borrowed it, you pay it back.
Right.
Sorry. I don't know what to tell him. Sorry. Sorry, Charlie. Not on our watch.
So if Biden wants to forgive $50,000 worth of debt, what do the parents and the students who paid for college or took loans out and paid for it out of their retirement accounts or a second mortgage on their house or whatever, what happens to those people?
Exactly.
Do they get $50,000? And
I want
anybody
the 50.
Even
I want 50. Huh? I mean, I paid mine off what, 20 years ago, but where's mine? I want my 50. It should be retroactive.
Well,
I want my money.
Now but here's the reason why I brought up this particular story. Because I sent out a commentary this week about reparations.
Oh, I was going to say reparations.
The city of Evanston, Illinois, passed a bill at the local level that they were going to set aside $400,000 to begin the payment of reparations to black people who lived in Evanston, Illinois, from such and such time to such and such time. Now, and the grants are $25,000. So there are approximately 75,000 people who live in the city of Evanston, Illinois, and it's approximately 22,000 black people who live in the city of Evanston, Illinois. The reparation bill that was passed funds reparation payments to 16 people. So what are the other black people in that community going to do when it's 16 people are getting it? But
oh my God.
The reason why I tie the two together, I threw out the chum and you jumped at it real quick. And that's
yeah,
fine.
I couldn't help myself.
That's all right. No, because the point is, how far back do you go to pay off student loans? By the same token, how far back do you go to pay reparations, if you're going to pay reparations? Are you going to do it? Let me give you a number. Lyndon Johnson, when he was inaugurated, doing a State of the Union address, he said that he declared war on poverty, and that was 1964. From 1964 to last year, the American taxpayer paid $23 trillion for the war on poverty. Okay? Now, go back in time, because it's important. If you're a student of history like I am, and I studied the Civil War and have just finished writing a book on Abraham Lincoln and the Second Ascent, which will be out hopefully sometime this year, when Sherman marched to it from Atlanta to Savannah, Georgia, his famous March to the Sea, he had hundreds of thousands of black slaves that were freed, and so he came up with the idea, and I'm sure you've heard this, 40 acres and a mule.
Yeah.
So what he did is that he deeded 40 acres of land and gave a mule to anybody who applied for it. And that was good for about a year. Then they took it all back. But if you go on Google and you do a search for reparation, you'll see all these signs that say 40 acres and a mule. Why is that important? I went back and researched what the cost of 40 acres and a mule would have been in 1865. And got a present value of it. And if I gave every black person in the country, regardless whether they have any relatives whatsoever that were ever slaves, every black person got the equivalent today of 40 acres and a mule, it would be $5 trillion. We've already paid $24 trillion for the war on poverty.
Mm-hmm. We would have been better off just to write the check, say the
hell
with it, and never do anything.
Well, so it's the same thing with all of their policies. The $1.9 trillion COVID package to help the people.
Mm-hmm.
Only 9% went to the people. You would have been better off to write everybody a check, and they would have each person in the United States of America would have got a check for $18,000. That's every single person would have got a check for 18 grand if they would have done the math the way that it should have been done, rather than just having the money go all over the place to all their special interests in foreign countries. You know, your numbers, it's
right,
funny, your numbers sound like the shovel-ready jobs back in 2009
right,
when, oh my God,
absolutely,
it's the same players in the game, the same guys, again, trying to push something that makes no sense. So then all of a sudden,
but
the shovel-ready job, it costs $300,000 to go ahead and pay a construction guy who normally was $25 an hour, but his job now costs $300,000. Yeah.
So
unbelievable.
If we look at the new proposal, which is $2.3 trillion for infrastructure. Okay, that's what they're saying, 2.3. If you dig down deep into the bill, what you'll find is $650 billion for, quote, shovel-ready jobs.
Oh, they love that.
And,
they're just cutting and pasting from the bill in 2009.
Well, that was going to be my point. The amount of money that we were willing to allocate for shovel-ready jobs under Obama was more than the amount of money we're going to allocate for shovel-ready jobs under Biden. But the appropriation is $2.3 trillion. And then you had AOC say, no, it's the wrong amount. It should be $10 trillion. And they're going to pay for it, they said, by increasing the 2.3, by increasing the corporate taxes from 21% to 28%. How much is it going to have to raise the corporate taxes to fund $10 trillion, something more than 28%? And the idea, the absurdity of Joe Biden to stand there and say, if you make less than $400,000, you won't see any change in your taxes.
And
that's
true.
Not true.
That's a whole big lie.
And the
American people, well, they've already gotten a dollar increase in their in the tax. Gallon of gas is a dollar more than it was 2.5 months ago, so there you go, you're already getting there. And they're talking about putting a tax on gas. They're going to put a tax on your mileage on your car. And then also,
right,
just since you brought up this bill, all 6% of the bill is actually going to roads and bridges,
right,
and what do they always say? There's three things: something, roads, and bridges. So whatever the third thing is. So now we're back to where we were just now with the $1.9 trillion, with you and I only got 9%. And that wasn't everybody. That was a very small portion of Americans got 9%. That money was 9%. This new one that you're talking about, 6% is going to the roads and bridges. So that means 94% is going to things that have nothing to do with infrastructure. Nothing to do with infrastructure.
Right.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, they're going to spend a lot of money on greening
their
up
friends.
Houses and buildings.
On their friends. Yep.
Another
goes to their friends.
Big time. Solyndra.
Goes to their friends.
So that's something I'm trying to promote and get people to understand that this is a very divisive issue when you start saying we're going to forgive. And the other thing is, which you pointed out, and I think we went way fast to pass it, and that is that under the Obama administration, he took out all the private lenders. So the only lender in the college financing business is the U.S. government. But here's the question. If I forgive $50,000 worth of debt and the government sold that college debt in the private market in a securitization, do the investors lose the $50,000, or is the government going to eat that? Well, the government took and is going to eat it. Where are they going to get the money to eat it? Because when you forgive it, there is no revenue, no interest payments, no nothing. It's gone. And so how's the money going to get replaced? When you forgive it, the people are thinking in terms of, wow, my debt is gone. But the country laid out the $50,000 under the Obama higher education Where does the government never get its money back? No, because if it's forgiven, you don't have to pay it. And those people who paid should be rewarded. So where's the government going to get the money? The idea that mom and pop who borrowed money so Junior can go to college are going to be so outraged that they're getting nothing, it's going to divide this country even more.
Yeah, that they're good at that. They're good at creating division because that is their agenda, to create division amongst the people to accomplish mm-hmm. their end goal, because the people are not that far off, but they're trying to create fake racism, fake division, and all of that. Oh, it's unbelievable. Trust, it's just it's only 2.5 months of this. I don't know how we're going to be able to – well, let's put it this way. This keeps going. We're already in a socialist country right now, and they keep this up, you know, a couple more months, another year, we will be one step closer to being in a communist country, but it's a whole nother show.
Yep.
Dan, can you plug your show, give your website, and then I got to bump because it's 1 o'clock. I got to bring on Jeremy.
Okay, so the show is America's Cannabis Conversation, but I'm on a bunch of stuff. My commentaries and blogs are posted on my personal website, danperkins.guru, and shortly you'll begin to see video commentaries that I'm writing and performing, but they'll be on that danperkins.guru soon. So thank you for having
awesome.
Me on. It's always a pleasure to be with you.
Oh, yeah, I love having you on, Dan. We'll come up with something we could do, like a longer segment where we just kind of go back and forth. We'll
sure.
pick some cool topics and, yeah, I just need to recoup from the past month where I was live every single day. I have to get caught up on a lot of stuff. So thank you, Mr. Dan Perkins. And make sure you jump
thank
on
you.
For April or May. Geez, it's already time for – I don't want to think about it. All right, Dan, I'll talk to you soon. We'll talk next month.
All right, bye.
Thanks.
Bye.
Oh, my gosh. I just said go ahead and jump on the calendar for May. That's insane that we're already talking about planning for May. Because we're already in April. All right, let's bring on my final guest for today. We are over, but I'm going to give him his time. I'm going to give him his time. Jeremy Sutton, he's the CEO of Book Boss Publishing, helping you write the book of your dreams. It's time you accept your authority and begin to change lives. I came up with that, I think, myself. Audience, give him a round of applause. Jeremy, thank you for being so patient. I got a little fired up in the last portion there, and I wasn't paying attention to the clock.
Hey, Michelle, I got a little fired up, too, because I have a boatload of that student debt myself that I'm paying back. So, and nobody's been paying it back for me, so I got a little fired up myself.
Yeah, no, I just, you know, I go on my, I call them patriotic soapboxes. I didn't expect him to throw the student loan or reparations thing at me, and I was like, whoa, here we go. We're gonna get on that soapbox real quick, and then we gotta, you know, get back on track. So I mean there's so much that we could talk about that. It's just pick a bill, pick a problem, pick an agenda, pick a thing. It's just like I talk about it all the time on this platform, during the show, after the shows, in between the segments, and it, you know, it's intertwined in all of our lives now because of these decisions and how they have taken politics and literally intertwined it and infested every aspect of our lives into now forcing all of us to pay attention and to get involved and to take action from a political level, even if you never had a desire, because they have shown us how dangerous the actions and agendas and decisions that they're making affect everything that we do. You've got to not say, oh, we can't talk about religion or politics. Nope. Sorry. That doesn't work like that anymore. Doesn't work like that anymore.
That's right.
You know, 400,000 small businesses are gone because we didn't pay attention on who's making decisions and let the wolf run the hen house. So now, whoa, you know what I mean? Crazy stuff.
Yeah,
what happens
absolutely.
When you don't pay attention? All right, do me a favor, since you're new to the platform, do a little bio intro for yourself, and then let's talk about books and authors and publishing the words to get the peeps to know what they need to know.
Absolutely. So I'm Dr. Jeremy Clinton. I'm a physical therapist, and I help healthcare business owners write and self-publish books so we can grow their business with authority. And I've helped over 70 people since September 2019 write books and publish them, Michelle.
Where's the accent from?
I'm in Louisiana.
Oh, Cajun country. Okay.
Yeah, I'm a northerner in Louisiana. I'm in North Louisiana. It's a different state.
Oh, is it really? Okay. So it's like California,
really.
Northern and Southern, two totally different worlds.
There you go. Absolutely. Right. Absolutely.
So as far as publishing, right, it's to write a book in this point in the game, everybody needs to write a book. And that's what I've gotten.
Yeah.
I've gotten that feedback from many, many experts, many of our partners. And for years, it's gotten to the point that you're not going to become a millionaire. You know what I mean? You're not going to become a Mark Victor Hansen, most likely, which is one of our partners. Episode 122 for anyone who wants to listen and read the blog. It's an amazing episode with him and Crystal Dwyer Hansen. Episode 122. So don't expect to sell 500 million copies of your book, but everybody still needs to write the book.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, it's the one thing that puts you really above your competition and, above anybody else in your field, because if you don't have that book to give someone, then, you know, they really can't say, well, how do you, they can really say, how do you know what you're talking about? Well, you can say, well, hey, I'm the guy that wrote the book on the subject that we're talking about. So it's
right,
a game changer.
The guy that wrote the book. That's a great comeback. How do you know you're talking about? I'm the guy that wrote the book. Look, I'm on the cover.
That's right. And people tell me all the time, Michelle, or I've heard, some of my clients, they say, well, so-and-so said my book was not good. I think, well, tell them your crappy book is better than the book that they don't have. So it doesn't matter.
Exactly. Well, you don't even have a book.
That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, it does. It brings credibility. It brings authority. It's something to give to people. You know, it puts you in a different bracket. You can write author on your bio. From a credibility standpoint, it makes a big difference. You know, it's like yesterday, or was it yesterday, the day before, Wednesday, Dolores Hirschman, she's with Advance Your Reach and the stage agency, and she said, everybody right now, I'm going to give you the approval to write speaker in your profile. And she says, even if you're not a speaker, even if you're afraid to be a speaker, she goes, we'll worry about that later. For right now, everybody go change your LinkedIn profile, become a speaker. And it's similar with author. You have to do all of them. You have to do the author. But, you know, here's the thing. People probably haven't gone down that road because they're thinking, this is going to take me a long time. I don't have the time. I don't know where to start. I don't know what should I be talking about, even though I know what I'm talking about. But what is going to be the most efficient or effective for the audience or for my clients or who I want to approach? So do you guide them through all that from basically saying, I need to write a book. I'm sitting here with a pen and paper. Jeremy, now what do I do?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the biggest thing, and I've had clients write books in as little as 3 to 4 months, Michelle, is, you know, you really just want to make sure that you know you're writing to one person. And I apologize for my dog barking in the background. There must be a squirrel back there torturing. But, you know, I think people, and we've had people that have just had no idea what to write about. And we've had people that knew and they just couldn't get started. And so, you know, I always start out with my clients, say, you know, pick one person in mind and just write to that one person. Let's name them. Who are they? Where are they? What do they do? And then, you know, we really just mind map our book where we dump everything, every idea that they have on a piece of paper and start doing it that way. And then we roadmap the book, you know, outline and timeline. So you get your book before you start so you know where you're going and you know when you're going to get there. And that's really the three best things and three biggest things that I tell people to get started. And it's amazing how much work you can get done in little time once you know what you're going to write about, where you're going, and when you're going to get there.
And the book doesn't have to be very long, right? I mean, for me, when I see a book and it's so thick, the first thing that I look at and go, I'm not going to read that because it's too much. It's too much. I want something, you know, almost like a brochure. Not saying your book should be 3 or 4 pages, but I would be more inclined to actually read the book if it was much smaller than most of these gargantuous size books that people put out. And I'm thinking, you can't have that much to say. And and if you do, awesome, right? Well, then put it in $2 and maybe I'll buy the second one. But make it appealing for me to want to read it rather than going, it's just, I don't have the time. I don't have the time now, so they definitely don't have the time for that. So how about, what's your thoughts on the length of the book, especially the first one? At least you get something out.
No, my very first book was 67 pages, and it was about neck pain. I'm a physical therapist before I really started teaching people how to write books. That's what I was, all the time I was doing. And so I wrote a book about called Neck Pain Solutions. It's like 67 pages long, and it takes you through different stages of getting rid of neck pain. And it doesn't have to be 3,000 pages or 300 pages. I wanted to give this to people who were suffering with neck pain so they could fix it quickly. So you don't want to read a 300 page if you're trying to fix something. And with business owners, because the format and the framework for writing books is the same for everybody. It doesn't matter if you're a healthcare business owner, if you're a plumber, it doesn't matter what you are. You just want to be seen as the expert, the authority in your field, and you want to solve somebody's problem. And so as long as you're solving the problem, it doesn't matter if you write it in 3 words or 300. So, get it out there as quickly and as short as possible and just make it look professional and you're good to go.
So what about, the other obstacle besides time is always money, right? That's what holds us back from many things and moving things to the next level because, there's only so much in the bank account. It's not like the government where we can just print it and spend it. They have that different math than we do. We have checkbook math and they have corporate/government math where it doesn't matter. Just make it, put it in a different column. Not a big deal. They always have the book come out in the hardcover than the paperback. Is there a big difference in costs where if somebody was trying to get the costs down, just go with the paperback to just so you get something? Or is it pretty much the same that it doesn't matter, but just the process, how it works, it is what it is?
No, absolutely not. So the biggest place for books is obviously Amazon right now. And so on Amazon, my first book cost me $2.37 to print and ship to my house. And so it's paperback. Now they do have an option for hardback that is a little bit more expensive, but virtually if someone doesn't want to hire anybody to help them and they say, hey, I've got my plan, I'm a go-getter, I know what to do, they can sit down and write their book. You can publish your book. It's the easiest part. You go on Amazon, kdp.amazon.com. You upload everything. It takes 15 minutes. You hit print, and it doesn't cost you a penny other than to pay for the printing cost of your book. And then obviously Amazon sells it, and they make a 40%, and you make 60%. But there are other ways you can do it on your website and do other printers and things like that, do drop shipping. But, if somebody just says, hey, I want to get a book out there because I want to show that I'm the best plumber or doctor in my town, you can do it on Amazon. You can have it printed. They'll ship them directly to your house, and you can start giving it out to past and prospective clients.
Like a full-on book will show up at your house, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. The book comes to your house, paperback, and looks good.
and then an ebook too. You can also do an ebook if you're trying to keep the cost down, but at least get your message out there. And
The ebook costs you nothing. Yeah, the ebook costs you nothing. And like I said, so used to when I'm first starting out, I used a free website, canva.com, where I would do everything myself. You make your book covers and all that stuff. Really where I consider to splurge on things now is a book cover, because really that's what sells your book, that and the back cover where you do your little sales pitch and things like that. But yeah, you can do all this yourself if you're a big-time DIYer. If you want to pay somebody to help you, obviously there's all kinds of options there ranging from $100 to $50,000 and more, I'm sure.
Yeah, so there's lots of options. There's lots of ways to get your message out there and write that book, which everybody needs to write. So real quick, because I wanted to make sure you had enough time, but I've got to wrap it up here. For anybody who is ready to kind of, do this, they're leaning, all right, let me at least start. What's the number one thing that they should do right now to get prepared to have either a conversation with you so it's really strategic or efficient and effective, or get ready to work with you? What can they do on their own to get ready for that?
Yeah, absolutely. So I would say the first thing is you're an expert in something. So I'm a healthcare provider, so I know a ton about the body. So I just picked neck pain for my first book. So pick something in your expertise that you want to write about. pick your audience, make it specific to who and what. Don't say 18 to 75 year old people in the United States, and then mind map your book, dump everything out, outline your book if you can, and then the best thing to do is to jump on a free call with me that I do 3 times a day every day, and would love to help anybody and everybody get started on their book project for sure.
And give your website for me, Jeremy.
Yeah, so go to linktree.com/bookboss, and that pulls you to everything. The first link on that is a free 30-minute call with me. And like I said, I'd be glad to help anybody that wants to jump on and talk about books, because I just love talking about books, whether you work with me or not.
So you're like the owl with the glasses and the hoo-hoo in the book. Remember that cartoon character some years ago?
I'm that guy. I'm more the owl that licks the Tootsie Roll Pop than the owl with the glasses. There you go.
Oh, you must be – you're probably around the same age bracket then, because you'll be both – we both kind of cool. We just nailed that. We nailed that segment right there, my friend. Awesome.
There you go.
Awesome.
That's the best ever.
That is a great commercial. Every once in a while, they'll run it. You just go, God, why don't they just play the old commercials? They're a lot better than the new junk that they've got coming
out.
They don't even understand what the hell they're talking about. At least I know what they're trying to sell. The new commercials, you watch me like, I don't understand what that was about. Like, I don't know what it was.
It was about clean energy, probably.
Or amongst other things that I don't, we'll just leave it at that. Yeah. Just even, a lot of the times I rewind it, I'm like, did I see what I just thought? Oh, my God. This country, man, I'm telling you, it's going to hell in a handbasket. It's going to hell in a handbasket. It's crazy, crazy. All right,
yes,
Mr. Cajun, it's been a pleasure. Welcome to the platform. Make sure, oh my goodness, I've got to update the emails now where it says book your May spot. Oh God, we're there, guys. Second quarter, it is happening. So thank you, Jeremy, and we'll talk to you next month.
Thank you, Michelle.
Awesome. Have a great weekend. Happy Easter. Happy Good Friday. And happy Passover. We'll talk to you next month. Thanks,
yes,
Jeremy.
Yes, you too as well. Thanks.
Thanks. Oh, my goodness. My goodness. I am 116. You know, I said I was going to get back on track with this format. I did say it was going to happen on Monday, but I thought I was going to be able to at least sneak it in there today. But I'm really going to time out everything on over the weekend, get it back on track so that way you'll get your information from all the guests within the 7 minutes. I'm going to stick it to also where I had the couple minutes in between to plug some other stuff to get you a little information, breaking news, things like that, other programs, because the website is back up and running. So you want to make sure you go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Check out the Take Action tab. We're all about taking action again, everybody, taking action. And you're going to have your must-watch, must-listen-to talk radio shows, TV shows, podcasts, and live streams. You're going to have the patriotic media. You're going to have all that on who to listen to, because you've got to turn off the TV. You've got to turn off the social media when it comes to news, because it's all lies. It's gotten to the point where I'm either fast-forwarding through a couple of the shows that I did pay attention to. I've literally turned off the TV back in. When did I start my great awakening journey? That would be in the little bit of a teaser in November when I started to go, this is something's not, Michelle's starting to wake up here. What's going on? But really it was the week of Christmas is when everything changed for me. So I encourage you to join us in this great awakening journey. And it's time to change everything that you can. You know, we did that whole March Madness maskless month. Episode 171 is where it gives you the overview. It lists all of the different week's special all-star partners. So I'm not going to repeat that again, but really it's time to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, make a difference, elevate everything to the next level. It's time for more in every aspect of our lives except those dirty mask people. Remember, they actually make you sicker, a symbolism of control and tyranny. Rip off those dirty mask people. Yep. It's we the people, not we the sheeple. It's we the people, not we the sheeple. All right, we're at 119. I'm going to end it at 130 today. But in the meantime, I want to encourage everybody to check out the Reopen America Resource Center, the tab on the website, Reopen America Resource Center. It has all the different categories of all the different things that are part of the Resource Center, because it is time to reopen this country 100%. Rip off the mask, get everybody back to work, get those kids back in school, stop the child abuse by our government officials, our elected, our elites, these school boards, these unions. Oh, my goodness. And then what they're doing in Congress. Let me play the commercial so you can get an idea on Reopen America Resource Center. And it's on the website, the big tab. All the different categories, everything that you need, and all of the different pages in the website connect to each other, so that way you can find things very easily.
ReopenAmericaResourceCenter.com. Are you struggling personally or professionally because of the coronavirus shutdown? Ready to grow your business and serve more customers and clients? Finally, there's a trustworthy website with resources, relief options, grants, support, and much more for small businesses, nonprofits, and individuals. One location with all the information. It's time to get back to work, life, and reopen America. Visit ReopenAmericaResourceCenter.com today, the ultimate resource platform to help you in every way.
So right now it has business organizations, networking groups, communities, employment opportunities, live and virtual events, a special section for Arizona live events here in Arizona. There's LinkedIn and Facebook groups to join. There's personal and professional development resources, small business and nonprofit support, the PPP page. I'm putting that back up this weekend. And those are the companies that are actually funding loans very easily. Bluevine.com is at the top of the list. That's who I went through when I originally got mine. It was very, very easy, very, very quick. So the small business, the PPP first round and second round has been extended to May 31st. So you have time to apply if you haven't. And if you've applied before, apply again. Keep applying to all the lenders until you get an approval, and then spend the time on the phone if you do get denied to find out why. Because you just didn't fill it out right. The information just needs to be adjusted or changed. Because now they're doing it for the gross income rather than the net, which changes everything, especially for small business owners who are using that Schedule C. Again, the other information on this website, there's live streams, there's actually concerts, there's trustworthy nonprofits and foundations to support coronavirus facts, must follow people, groups, organizations, podcasts, talk radio shows, TV shows, media. Of course, our take action items and resources and so much more. And that is everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, and click the Reopen America Resource Center tab at the very top in the header. And I'm going to be adding to it this weekend. I'm going to add it to this weekend. There's grant information there too. Remember Barstools? They talked about that before. They're giving away grants. They have $40 million in the kitty. They're giving it away. So you just need to click onto the graphic for that from a small business page. And it's easy. I think you just email them. The information there, it'll get you to the website. So like I said, just start using these resources. Let's get this place rocking and rolling again. As far as taking action in your community, precinct committee man, I joined. I am one officially now. And I'm going to start knocking on doors. I'm going to start finding out what people need, what they want, what makes them mad. And don't forget there's the Arizona recall. So if you go to the take action tab, if you want to become a precinct committeeman in Mayor of Corruption County, they're in the Arizona section. It's very easy in Mayor of Corruption County. I put the specific information right there. And if it's outside of Mayor of Corruption County, there's another graphic. You're going to then be in contact, and you'll go to the website for Dan Schultz. He'll be on Monday's show to talk about it again. And, of course, he's trying to get precinct committeemen recruited all over this country, because that is the solution. That's how we get these criminals, these crooks, these elected elites that are not following, the Constitution or what we, the people, want, especially if they're Republicans and they're voting against Republican staff. I mean, look at our Board of Supervisors. These guys, the Board of Supervisors, Mayor Corruption County, 4 out of 5 are Republicans. Well, they call themselves Republicans because they're not. They're not even rhinos. They're part of the whole corrupt system, the elected elites, right? Have nothing to do with we, the people. Anything that we want as Americans, again, it's not left or right. It's we the people versus all of them. And I think that is a good time, because I got 124. I got 6 minutes left. I have some audios that I think you need to hear. But I'm going to do the daily reminder. I'm setting myself up for it. Again, it's not left or right. The party is over. The ship has sailed. It is us first, damn. So here's your daily reminder. The regressive socialists, demon rats, the Republicans, the elected elites, and the permanent political pundits, and all the false authorities who've been lying to us for decades and colluding with one another. The 11 big media, a.k.a. big stream media, big tech, big government, big business, big labor, big money, big entertainment, big lobby, big pharma, big box, and big religion. They have no use for you, the American people. We, the people, except to take your money and freedom. They only want control, so we need to rely on each other since we're all in this together. It's us versus them. Precinct committee man, bottom up. It actually works. We're going to talk about that on Monday a little bit more in detail because I'm learning what really goes on the inside. It all makes sense. I'll share that on Monday, stuff that you're not going to hear. You wonder why there's problems. You wonder why the board of supervisors is doing what you're doing. I know now. Remember, there's at least 100 million patriots, and we vote every day with our time, our efforts, our actions, our choices and buying decisions, our wallets. Yes, our wallets. Where is your money? I always ask you that. Where is it? Is it in Bank of America? It gives people's private information to the feds, the FBI, the CIA, or perhaps throws out women out of their locations, out of their branches because they didn't have a mask and there was no mask mandate. This was in Texas. Yeah. Or maybe that lady. Remember that lady that was in the church? She had a baby with her. She was in the church. She didn't have her mask on because she was taking it down. She had it on, but she didn't have it on. And the priest of the church actually called the cops. They came in and arrested her, yanked her out during the mass. Are you kidding me? Yeah, this is what's happening. Okay. So we need to stop supporting the people and the companies who hate you, who censor, who cancel. Big religions in this list. There's a bigger problem with big religion than I think many people know. And we're going to be talking about that because it came up in the interview of Brandon House did with Leo Holman in on Sunday night on Brandon's show, Brandon House at WVW. And I'm going to get Leo Holman on. And it was also a conversation on the War Room today about the problems with the church. And, you know, they're big supporters of all the illegals that are coming across the border. Because they're getting money. Again, it's money. 127. I want to play you the Easter message, and it is a little bit longer, but it's important. So let me wrap up my stuff. So we, the people in our local communities, need to be the ones to make the change. People have the power. Turn off the TV and don't get your news from social media. Go to our Take Action tab. Everything, homeresourceplatform.com, and click the patriotic media for the sources who will deliver the truth. I'm asking everybody to do your part. You need to get involved. You need to take action because everything that is going on affects your life, whether you want to believe it or not. It does. Everything. They have politicized and infested every aspect of our lives. You need to take action. Please share the show. Share it with your friends, share it with your family, your contacts. Maybe we'll get some people that come on board. We'll get them to take some action items. And at least give them the resources. It'll give them truth. It'll give them a trustworthy resource to get all the information for them to grow their business, enhance the quality of their lives, and make a difference, especially in their community. Encourage them to listen to any of the shows. They'll get something out of every single one. And remember, buy American, buy local. I know you're addicted to the Amazon, but you got to walk away. You got to walk away. Buy local. Buy local. Speaking of local, I'm going to be updating the Everything Home Socially Conscious Marketplace where your purchases from 57 well-known websites and brands, the big guys, and even some of our partners, their products and services are on there. So it's not just the big ones, but you'll recognize most of them. I'm going to make sure that's all pretty this weekend. And it's good right now, but I'm going to remove some, and I'm just going to make sure everything's good to go. And that's where you buy a product or service that you normally do. But if you go through our website, 2-20% of your total purchase is donated to our nonprofit partners helping vets, pets, and kids. So you can make a change. You can make a difference without having to make a donation. And I'm going to be losing the live audience at 1:30, but I'm going to stick around just for a few minutes because I want to play the Rabbi Spiro Easter message, the Passover message. So make sure you check out the end here at the on the demand. So anybody that's listening, just go ahead and, once this post, just skip to the end. Unless you want to listen to it over again, that's awesome. That's awesome. But otherwise, just skip to the end so you get the last 5 minutes because I'm way over today. But as far as the marketplace, you know, we were talking earlier about your health. We were talking earlier about getting your immune system up there. So Suzanne Summers is where I get my supplements. I get my zinc and my vitamin D3. She offers a 15% discount. She donates 4% of your purchase price. And we know that Suzanne Summers, her products are good products. You haven't seen what this woman looks like? I think she's 80. I got to look it up and make sure. I want to have her on the show. I'm going to get her on the show. That is one of my objectives that I'm going to work on the next week or two. We're going to get Suzanne Summers on the show. She's an incredible businesswoman. And I used her Thighmaster today. So I'm going to keep using that because I got to get myself physically fit. Got to get back in shape, especially it's hot here in Arizona right now. And you know how I hate the heat. Pure Daily Build is another multivitamin, mineral, and herbal supplement. They offer 25% off. And they donate 10%. And that is where I get some of the energy because I noticed that when I didn't take it for a little bit, just because I got lazy, because that's what I do. I fall off the wagon. I'm the queen of falling off the wagon. I got to stop doing that because I can't. I can't have any more excuses. I don't want to hear them out of my mouth. I don't want to hear them out of you, and I don't want to hear them out of myself. I noticed that it was kind of dragging a little bit. And when it's because I didn't take this for a couple of days. Yeah. So I started taking that again. And, of course, Mr. Mike Adams, who I'm going to get on the show, he's going to be in Tulsa at the 16th and 17th Clay's event that I will be at doing a live show, meeting all these guys. He's got the Health Ranger store. Of course, he's got his own podcast, and he's on our Must Listen To page under the Partners and Patriots and Take Action tab. He has an entire company, Healthy Living and Preparedness. He donates 2.5%, and that's where we gave that turmeric. Remember the turmeric? I had listened to one of his shows. Found out that turmeric, most turmeric that you buy in every single store is so loaded with mercury that it's like the worst thing. Don't even bother. I mean, it's just fully loaded with mercury. His isn't. And it's organic turmeric. It's actually really, really good. And the difference in the taste between the stuff that you normally buy at the store plus his, two different worlds, two different worlds. And then, of course, Mark Zimmerman, his ripped 30 exercise program. I had issues with the site when we were doing the fitness week, the health, wellness, and fitness week that we did with him, episode 176 and 178. So I'm going to add that this weekend so we can get physically fit and exercise together. And I am going to commit to doing it on a regular basis because I started it and stopped it, started, stopped it, you know, falling off the wagon. I'm not doing that no more, no more. I've got to get these Christy Gnome arms. How am I supposed to have Christy Gnome arms if I don't do the exercise? I can't. There's no way. You can't wish physical fitness. You have to do the work. Ugh, I know. But if I'm going to do it, then I'm going to drag all of you along with me. So the marketplace, go check it out. It's at the marketplace tab, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. There's a big tab there. It says marketplace. Go check out the products and services. We went over a bunch of them during the business show that I did, which is episode 188. But go check that out. We'll talk more about it next week. Probably we'll do an audio commercial just so I can get the information in and out quickly. And that way it'll be specific. It'll be cleaned up. Everything's going to be cleaned up this weekend. I'm going to clean myself up. I'm going to clean up the website. I'm going to add to it. I'm going to clean up that website. And it's going to be a whole new Michelle and a whole new day and a whole new platform for you guys to use to promote your information, to get the information, to find the groups, to find the shows, to find the organizations, to find the take action items. We're bringing everyone together. You should see who I've been talking to. Can't tell yet all the peeps yet, but it's time. It's time to bring everybody together who's like-minded and everybody start working together. And that's what we're doing on the platform, but I'm taking it to the next level. So, alrighty. I want to end it on a very good note. I have lots of other current events, but we'll save that. They won't be current. They won't be current come Monday. That's all right. You don't need any more doom and gloom. You just, you already see where things are headed, right? You already see. I do want to encourage everybody. I know it's the weekend, but you can still email on the Take Action tab now since it is back up and running. If you go to the political officials or if you're in the Arizona section, you could do that too. We need to contact Kristen Sinema and Senator Joe Manchin. Doesn't matter if you live in the state or not. You can email them. You can call them and let them know that they need to stand strong on the filibuster. Then contact your congressman in your state. You got to do senator because Congress already blew it for H.R. 1. So you want to make sure, I think it's SR1, whatever. It doesn't matter. Just tell them H.R. 1 sucks and you don't want it. That's the one where they federalize all of the fraud from the 2020 election and make it legal. We went over that list, which we'll do more of that next week. But all the contact info for all your elected officials for local, city, state, federal, all on the website. Take Action tab, go to political contact information, and you would just plug in what you need. It gets you to one of the resource data websites. But if you go to the Arizona section, I loaded that up so that way it would be a lot easier. And I also I did this for you. I integrated the recall people into the contact page. So that way you could see who's being recalled. You can contact them. You can tweet them. The emails are there. The phone numbers are there. I did it in Excel spreadsheet. So that way you can have it for the state and for the Senate or the House in Arizona. Arizona's got its own section because I live here. And I'm a precinct committee man now, so I need to be more active. I need to have the information for everybody. And I want you to have it easily. I want you to find it easily so that you can take the action items. Each day you could do something. Just spend 5 minutes. Just do, even if it's one email, something quick. Sign a petition. I'm talking about other petitions, you know, like the petition that Dr. Simone Gold has for America's Frontline Doctors. So that's on the website too. I'm going to be adding many more petitions for people. So start, please, using it as a resource. Just take a couple minutes a day and do these items. It'll make a big difference if we all do that. Politicians, bad. We already know that. They're all bad. MTG, I'll have some stuff, updates from her. She's got another bill that she's working on. And we'll do an MTG portion on Monday from the 1 to 1:30 hour. And then we'll open the phones up. We'll get the phones ringing. And I'm going to launch the second half new format, get back on track with the 7-minute segments. I'm going to time everything out so we are back on track come Monday. It's a lot of work this weekend. I mean, it's a lot of work every weekend, but I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to make it happen. Let's see here before we bring in the good. I think you've had enough of reality. Oh, God, when I heard that today, 400,000 small businesses were closed this year. Unnecessary. All of this is unnecessary. It's unbelievable. I mean, the destruction of what was done. Before this most recent bill, they already spent $6 trillion. $6 trillion since this started. And we as I said before, and I'm going to read to you real quick about the bills, right? You know, the bills passed by Congress are never to help we the people. And don't be fooled by the names. Remember, whatever the name of the bill is, what's inside is just the opposite. So Dan got me all fired up earlier. He's telling me about the infrastructure bill. Only 6% goes to infrastructure, guys. Here we go again. Yeah. The rest of it is just, perhaps I'll read this to you. The bills are money laundering, slush fund, redistribution of your hard-earned tax dollars for paybacks, payoffs, bribes, elected elites, destructive agenda-pushing initiatives, and freedom-destroying, liberty-grabbing, Constitution-violating policies, all benefiting the regressive socialist friends of the D.C. swamp. Unions, cities, states, special interests, NGOs, nonprofits, universities, government contractors, foreign countries, our enemies, all the lawless authorities, the 11 bigs, and many more. Keep in mind, the real pandemic is total corruption in the swamp of Washington, D.C., which is now infested into each of our own states and cities and counties and towns. Look at Mayor Corruption County. We are bad. All right, so I'm going to close it out, and then what I'm going to do is I'm going to close it here, And as soon as I finish that, I am going to play Rabbi Spiro's message for the week, Holy Week, for Good Friday, for Passover, for Easter Sunday. And then I will end the show. I will end the show. So it's time to renew our faith, restore our republic, rebuild our economy, reopen America 100%. Once you commit, everything changes. And don't be a mask hole, guys. Don't stop being Shawshanked. Rip off that dirty mask. It makes you sick. Doesn't do anything to help you. And it is a symbolism of control and tyranny. Put on your common sense cap and try to leave mine all day. Maybe sleep in them. That would be awesome. Courage, conviction, and common sense are contagious. And the censorship cancel culture is just stupid. Just stupid. A special thank you to all the partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. Their info, their episodes, their shows are listed on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Partners and Patriots tab, you'll see the Purpose-Driven Partners page on there. And, of course, the Take Action tab, everything's connected. Everything will get you where you need to go with the information you need to know. Wow, I just made that up. So make sure you tune in Monday. We're back on track. No more all-star segments. Just Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 12 p.m. Pacific time. 5 guests, 7 segments, tons of tips and takeaways. We're going to work on some special stuff for April. Right now, we're just back 3 days a week. Going to get my sanity back. Going to get my game on. Going to get my groove on. Stella is going to get her ass in shape, and I am going to look fabulous in a couple weeks. I tell you, I'm ready to put in the work. I'm ready to put in the work. I'm ready to commit. Remember, when you commit, everything changes. So join me. Join me. Join me. All right. You've got a lot to do this weekend. Have a very happy Easter. A happy Passover to everyone. Happy Good Friday. Don't eat the meat today. My mother always asked me, Michelle, the least you could do is not eat meat on Good Friday. So I was very conscious of that this morning when I went to go grab the bacon. Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, man. So please listen again. Oh, this weekend. Yeah. Go ahead. Listen to a bunch of episodes. Listen to past ones. Pick one. March. Amazing month. I'm telling you. If you want to just stick with the all-star episodes, then do that. Life-changing. Life-changing, business-changing. Hands down, guaranteed. So much great content. I'm going to be listening to them all weekend long, plus the other shows that I listen to. So please do that. Please do that. Common sense, cap on, all weekend would be great. Tune in Monday, another nooner, and we'll be getting you your motivation, your inspiration, and, of course, a little entertainment. I think everybody's awake. I think you're awake. Yeah, I'm up. I'm ready. I'm way over. 142. So go take action on what we shared today. Make it a great day because you deserve it. And real quick, if you want to have a little bit of a faith-based show, episode 161 with Pastor Dave Scarlett and the Prophet Amanda Grace, that's episode 161. Another faith-based one is the All-Star episode with Pastor Greg Young and the Prophet Amanda Grace, that's episode 183. And last Friday on episode 189, Pastor Greg and I were on for like 45 minutes. And that one was actually very faith-based. He's the last guest. So those are your three faith-based episodes you might want to pay attention to, listen to today, tomorrow, this weekend, because it is Passover and Easter. So again, make it a great day. Because you deserve it. Here's Rabbi Spiro, and then I'm going to take the music out. So I'm bidding you adieu. Adieu, adieu, adieu. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Our nation will once again be celebrating your holiday of Passover and its sister celebration of Easter, this time in a period of crisis. Passover represents the ideas of liberty and nationhood. Easter demonstrates salvation. The original Easter took place itself within the days of the Passover holiday. Like Easter, with its promise of salvation, Passover focuses on redemption. We as individuals and as members of a nation, need both personal salvation and national redemption. We know that the fate of one's personal salvation often depends on a nation redeemed from the bondage of tyranny, evil, impurity, and hedonism. Indeed, Lord, on Passover, the Hebrews were rescued from all these tragic conditions. They attained liberty, which in Hebrew is called chirut. Liberty is the foundation of true nationhood, national redemption, and personal salvation. We need to freely choose salvation, and we need liberty to make exalted nationhood and redemption possible. Almighty God, you have appointed these holy days in the burgeoning and expanding light of spring. Liberty and redemption sprout freshness, vigor, and so it is our duty to resist and reject the forces of darkness at work today that would snuff out our liberty, deprive us of nationhood and redemption from that which is impure and hedonistic. We all need a savior from above while being agents for our own salvation here below. Saving the Judeo-Christian heritage is our duty today, for it is the foundational pillar of who we are. We need to push back and stand against the forces of authoritarianism that intend to demolish this divine structure that has showered blessings upon America, our people, and this land. Our Judeo-Christian superstructure was born in Revelation itself millennia ago. So help us, O Lord, to help ourselves. Let our ancestors give us inspiration. Grant us know-how and courage. And let us say, Amen.
Glory.
listening to Everything Home with Michelle Swinnick. Life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com and find us on all the major listening platforms. Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off.